వందేహం శ్రీగురు.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of May, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 6th canto, 1st chapter, verse number 10. Parikshit Maharaj, he says that everyone in this material world knows what is, to some extent at least, or to his capacity, knows this is right or this is wrong. May not be very advanced in knowledge, but something they know, this is right, this is wrong. So, criminality we have described, everyone knows this is not good. But he is punished, again he does that. So, Parikshit Maharaj says, what is the use of this atonement? He further explains in this verse that kachit nivartati avadra. Avadra means unclean. Wrong things. Bhadra means some right thing. Bhadra and avadra. In India, bhadra means gentleman. And avadra means uncivilized man. So sometimes he does like gentleman and sometimes like foolish rascal. Kachit nivartati bhadra, kachit charati tatpuna. After coming from the prison house, jail, he decides, no more I shall now become gentleman. But as soon as his friends, criminals, again mix with that, he again commits the same sinful activity. So, in this condition, atonement, if he cannot change his character, then what is the use of this atonement? Prayaschittam atho aparthya. Aparthya means useless. If he cannot change his character, change his mind, then the punishment or prayaschitta is aparthya, useless. How useless? Mundane, I think, it is as useless as kunjara saucho. Kunjara means elephant. Elephants taking bath. Perhaps I am not saying, in India we had some opportunity. They wash the body very nicely, repeatedly throwing water with the trunk. And as soon as come on the shore of the tank, again take some dust and throw the body. We have to study. From nature, they have that. This rascal washed so nicely his body, and immediately coming out of the tank, he throws dust. Suchi, manne, kundara suchava. Very appropriate. It is just hastisna. In Sanskrit it is called hastisna. Snan means bathing, and hasti means elephant. So, if you are not changing our character, then what is the use of advancement of knowledge, education? That I told you yesterday, that in spite of so-called advancement of education, culture, science, philosophy, the result is when you go to the airport, you are proved you are a dishonest man. Everyone is checked, means everyone is dishonest. It is to be supposed, maybe some honest man. When the majority are dishonest, even there is somebody honest, he also. Gaddurika Prabhava. Majority. Nowadays it is democratic days, majority. So, as this Krishna consciousness movement is also taken as one of the sentimental movement. It is the most scientific movement. But because there are so many gurus, rascals, they imagine something and cheat people, people want to be cheated, they take advantage. So, we are also one of them, because majority is just, it is folly to be wise where ignorance is bliss. When everyone is rascal, to become intelligent is rascal. Otherwise you say, I am also a rascal, then it is all right. If you say, no, you are rascal, then there is fight. So this is going on. Actually, it will be explained in the next verse. Parikshit Maharaj puts a very intelligent question, that what is the use of this kind of prayaschitta atonement? It has no use. So, as the student is intelligent, the spiritual master is also gradually giving him more intelligence. First of all, for ordinary man, the atonement, punishment, he proposed. But when the student, intelligent student, Maharaj Parikshit says, it is useless. Then next proposal is, karmana karmanirahara nahi aktam thikaitya ishate avidyad adhikarityad prayaschittam vimarsanam. Avidya, if somebody escaped into darkness, then there is no use of this punishment or prayaschitta. So he proposes that the man in darkness should be educated. Vimarsanam. Vimarsanam means cultivation of knowledge, culture. So where is that culture? There is no culture. We propose that the beginning of culture is no illicit sex. This is the beginning. Who is accepting that? Illicit sex? Why illicit sex? Sex is sex? No, that is the beginning of culture. Because in the dog society, there is no marriage. And why in the human society there is marriage? They could avoid it. Nowadays they are being avoided. In the Kali Yuga, there will be no more marriage. That is stated in the Bhagavad. It is stated 5,000 years ago, it was foretold that during Kali Yuga, Sikara Maiva Hi Udubahi. Let's see, this is called Shastra. 5,000 years ago, it was foretold that marriage means agreement. It will be in Kali Yuga. Sikara Maiva Hi Udubahi. This is called Shastra. Bhut, Bhavishyat, Vartamana, everything. That is Shastra. And that is perfect knowledge. And Dampatya Rati Meva Hi. Rati means sex satisfaction. So husband and wife mean sex satisfaction. It will be the standard of man and woman's relations. Dampatya Rati Meva Hi. Vipratya Sutra Meva Hi. To become a Brahmin means a thread, a two-cent one, one thread. This is going on. These are all portals. So that will be explained. So, karmana karmani dhara na jatan sikaitshishyate avidya avidyat adhikaritya prayaschitam vimarsanam. So, the Guru Sukadeva Goswami has examined Parikshit Maharaj, and it appears that the king has passed one phase of examination by rejecting the process of atonement. This is intelligent. Immediately said, Guru, what is this? He has rejecting the process of atonement because it involves breathing activities, karma. Karma, I have committed some sinful activity, then another karma to punish me. So here it is said, by one karma cannot be nullified by another karma. Karma means activity. They are going on passing resolution after resolution and laws after laws. But things are in the same position. They are not changing. Therefore, it cannot be checked in that way. Karmana karmani dhara. Now, Sukadeva Goswami is suggesting the platform of speculative knowledge. When it has failed, that thief repeatedly committing criminal activities, repeatedly he is being punished, but he is not corrected, then what is the remedy? That is vimarsana, speculative knowledge. Progressing from karmakanda to jnanakanda, he is proposing prayaschittam vimarsanam. Real atonement is full knowledge. One should be given knowledge. Unless one comes to the knowledge, so modern education, there is no real knowledge. Real knowledge begins in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, the first understanding Arjuna was given lesson when he was perplexed and he became a disciple of Krishna. Shishasri hampra sadhimang prapannam. Krishna, let us stop this friendly talking. Now I agree to become your disciple. Now teach me. So the first teaching was chastisement. Asachyaranisuchastam prajnavadhasubhasas. You have no knowledge. Gatasana gatasana sananusuchanti panditam. You are talking like a pandit, but you are not pandit. He indirectly says you are a fool. Because nanusuchanti, this kind of thinking is not maintained by learned scholar. That means you are not a learned man. And that is going on at the present moment. Everyone is thinking that he is very highly elevated learned, but he is fool number one. That is going on. Because there is no standard knowledge. Sanatana Goswami also, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also said the same thing. He was in his sense. He was prime minister. He was very learned scholar in Sanskrit and Urdu. In those days, Urdu, because it was Mahometan government. But he thought it wise that they call me learned scholar, but what kind of scholar? He put this question before Chaitanya. Gramma bhavahare kahare pundit sattakari mani apunar hitahit kishunahi jani. My dear Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this common man, they say that I am M.A., Ph.D., D.Sc. and so on and so on. I am very learned scholar. But I am so big scholar that I do not know what I am and what is my aim of life. Just see, ask any so-called scholar, now what is the aim of life? He cannot say. The aim of life is the same, like the dog. Eat, drink, be merry and enjoy and die. So where is education? There is no education. Real education is different, that one must know his own position and act accordingly. That you can get from Vedic knowledge. Tad vijnanartham cha gurumeva virachet Anipani, Sudriyam, Brahmanistham, Brahmanistham. If one has no sense to understand Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, he is no better than the dog and cat. No credit. According to Vedic civilization, anyone is thinking I am this body and doing accordingly for the bodily pleasure is working so hard. So that is not knowledge. So here it is suggested that prayaschittam vivarsam. If you want to be saved from the tribulation offered by the material nature, then you have to very thoughtful thinking that what is the actual pollution. That is the beginning of Vedanta Sutra, that you inquire about Brahma, the Absolute, Father Brahma, this human form of life. Don't spoil it like cats and dogs, eating, sleeping, eating, dancing. No. So, the same dancing, same eating can be utilized when it is in Krishna consciousness. Then he will be simply by dancing and chanting and taking prasadam, he will learn a scholar. Thank you.